Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
I'm just going to straight up admit to you guys I'm a little bit desperate right now, and I'm going to need your help, okay? This is not going the way that I had anticipated it to go at all. Told you guys a couple of days ago, I've seen this uptick in random texts from people that are quote-unquote, wink, wink, mistaking me for somebody else. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I thought you were somebody else. And then they start to engage you in a conversation, right? It's happened to me a lot lately. Mo said it's been happening to him a lot lately.
I've gotten quite a few texts from just random, I don't know what they are, but basically saying that, is Charles there or something like that? And I respond, no, you have the wrong number. And they go, I'm sorry. Well, here's a picture of myself. Here's where I live. And then they just keep the conversation going, but I never thought to actually try to figure out what the end game was.
Well, that's because you have a life and a lot of different projects.
And Abby and I are women, and we don't want to be sex trafficked, so we're not going to participate.
There's that. I do like my life, uh-huh. You know, living and all.
Exactly.
I'm a curious person, though, and because there has been this uptick, I am curious on what the end game is with these texts, right? So I get one that says, hey, Linda, sorry I didn't sign the contract yesterday, but I'll get to it today. Clearly, I hit her back and I'm like, hey, this isn't Linda. My name is Bert. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, Bert. What part of town do you live in? Blah, 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 blah. And then we start engaging in this conversation. I'm sure this is happening to you guys also, right? I've just been real curious. I now have a goal just to find out what the end game is. So now for 3 days, we've been going back and forth, and there's no ask. There's no ask. All I know is that her name is Kasha. She's 36 years old. She sent me a picture of herself. She's a very, very attractive Asian woman. Shockingly. Really shocked when she sent the picture. And as we're having this small talk back and forth, and I'm trying to guide her in a direction of an end game, she's refusing. She's refusing to give me any kind of end game anymore, and it's driving me nuts. So she asked me for a picture. I kind of panicked. I needed to send somebody that I thought was attractive but approachable. I sent a player from the Atlanta Braves, Austin Riley. Good-looking man. He's a good-looking man.
You win top shelf for sure.
So, and she's kind of ghosted me since then. She asked me, oh, that looked like a very young picture. How old are you? I don't know how old he was, but she told me she was 36. She said it looked young, so I went with 34. Now I got nothing back. Nothing. Zero. Nada. I feel like I had her on the hook and she's gone. She's ghosted me. So I've like 4 straight texts to her to try to get her back in the game. I can't get her back in the game.
You need to walk away.
I'm not walking away.
he's in too deep.
I'm in too deep.
You need an intervention.
Look, it gets worse and worse and worse here, and I need to somehow, some way get her back on path to make me to make her realize that whatever the end game is, she can still make me a victim. Okay. So I hit her with 34. I don't hear back. So then I write back, does age matter? Nothing. I go the entire night. I don't hear back from Kasha. Wake up in the morning. There's nothing from Kasha. So I wrote later on in the afternoon, how's your day? I can see she's reading it. Didn't respond back.
She hasn't
read. She left you on red?
Left me on red, bro.
Kasha's a savage.
Uh-huh. What does a guy got to do to get fished around here? So then I thought, all right, I'm going to get a little bit more desperate here. So.
You need to know.
No.
You need to be careful because you don't know. You have no idea who you're talking to.
No. What'd you do?
So I texted. This is my fourth text. I miss my friend. Not only did I text, I miss my friend, but I also text, I had a hard day yesterday and was hoping we could say hi.
You're pathetic.
Yeah. I think
you like out crept the creeper. Like, he's now afraid of you.
Right? You flipped it. You flipped it. You're now the scammer.
Yes.
The fish has become the fisher.
This might be rock bottom, that I've been ghosted by somebody that clearly just wants money, and I can't even get her to ask for it, right? Here's what I'm going to do.
No.
No.
What? No, I'm going in.
This is where I've got to give you the same tough love I have to give myself every time a man leaves me on red, because it's happened a lot. Kasha is just not that into you.
You need to let it go.
You need to get a hobby.
How can that be? So here's what I was thinking about doing as desperation today. Going with pure honesty. What if I say to Kasha, no. Hey, Kasha.
No.
What? You don't even know what I'm going to say yet.
I don't need to know.
Hey, Kasha, I don't know what the end game here is, but I will give you $250 if you send me a video saying hi, Bert, just so I can see what you really look like. That's it. I'm going to give her $250 just to see that she's really not Kasha. I am dying to know who she is and where this end game was going to go. I'm assuming it was going to be in an ask for money. So why don't I just give it to her from the start and find out really what's going on?
Why don't you just call the number?
Ooh.
Might save you $200.
I hadn't thought of that.
I think the number's 1-800 obvious.
Or FaceTime the number.
I hadn't thought of it. Well, I can't FaceTime it because I'm not Austin Riley. I don't want her to know I'm a phony. I got integrity.
I'm pretty sure she knows that.
Well, something tells me.
Here's the thing. If she is a scammer, she's not going to answer a FaceTime call. So maybe we've got to wave the money in her face a little bit. So she's like, you know what? I'm willing to give up the bit for some cash.
That's what I'm thinking also. If I just give her the $250 and say, look, it's staying right here. I'm just really curious because I'm getting a lot of these text messages. What were you going for? Here's $250 just to satisfy my curious itch.
Hey, person doing illegal activities, please reveal your face and name to me for just curious reasons.
She hasn't done anything illegal,
dude,
though.
She's sitting in
except
that.
You know what she's guilty of? Toying with my emotions.
You need to call her because she's going to sit in the middle of that scammer farm and be like, oh, hang on, guys. Austin Riley from the Atlanta Braves is calling me. Gotta take this.
Yeah, she's probably in the same room with all the other fishers, right? I got a sucker on the line. Total sucker on the line. Today I'm making the offer.
I say dig it.
There is a podcast called Search Engine that a lot of you guys have hit me up at where they did the exact same thing. I just haven't got to the end of it yet, so I don't know if they ever find out what happened either. Hey, Stacey, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Good morning. I was calling to let you know that any way you pay this person, they will take your form of payment and probably take more out than what you're offering to give, regardless of what they send you.
Totally and completely worth it.
Take it all.
Take it all. I need to know.
This is The Bert Show.